That is the Gehr Mandolin Orchestra in performance for very good reason here this afternoon. The ensemble will appear in the GTA in the weeks to come. My name is Mark Wigmore. Here on this Thursday, it is the Oasis on the New Classical FM and our look at arts and culture. Ashkenaz and Warsaw's Polin Museum of the History of Polish Jews are pleased to present the Gehr Mandolin Orchestra for the first time in Toronto since 2013. The international string supergroup will be joined by Polish pianist and composer Marcin Mazecki for the live premiere of his Gehr Suite, co-commissioned by Ashkenaz and Polin. This orchestra was conceived by Israeli-American Avner Yonai and directed by renowned multi-instrumentalist superstar Mike Marshall. Its mission is to resurrect a little-known musical form that was once widely popular across Eastern Europe and in North American immigrant communities. The group brings to life a unique repertoire of Jewish, East European folk, and light classical music using the complete range of mandolin family instruments, the mandolin, mandola, octave mandolin, mandocello, and mandobass. This will be the group's first major foray into contemporary music, bringing together jazz, folk, and classical music. The concert takes place on Thursday, March 28th, 8 p.m. at the Glenn Gould Studio in downtown Toronto, 250 Front Street West. You can head to eventbrite.ca for tickets. I simply searched mandolin and I found the concert, or ashkenaz.ca is another route. The Gehr Mandolin Orchestra is presented with the generous assistance of the Canada Council for the Arts and Toronto's Workman's Circle Foundation. Joining us with more on this presentation and one of the world's most famous mandolin orchestras is Eric Stein, Ashkenaz Artistic Director and member of the Gehr Mandolin Orchestra. Welcome back to the program.
Nice to be here.
Great to see you. You and I share this. We've both been, I think you've taken a little further than I have. I was in a mandolin orchestra growing up when I was learning mandolin and bluegrass music and so on in Victoria. And you helped to put together this world-renowned orchestra. Tell us a little bit about the history of the mandolin orchestra before we talk about what you do with this specifically.
Well, just as a tradition, mandolin orchestras?
Yeah.
Well, these were really, really popular ensembles in the early part of the 20th century. And they sort of stood apart from other Jewish musical traditions in Eastern Europe, klezmer music and Yiddish folk music or theater. Those were sort of more professional traditions. This was more of a popular tradition that people didn't need to be professionals to be involved in. And they would form these little string orchestras and mandolin clubs in their towns and get together for, as much for musical and artistic reasons as for social and community reasons.
I think people find it always fascinating, too. They know what the mandolin is, but then they see all these variations on it in front of them, and they're always like, well, what's that? That's a mandolin. So you play mandobass, is that right?
I play mandobass in this particular ensemble, but I'm a mandolinist myself,
right.
And I've played every member of the mandolin family, but I guess that is the point that most people don't realize, is that the mandolin family parallels the violin family. So you have the viola and you have the mandola. You have the violoncello and you have the mandocello and the bass, of course.
Right. And I think people are always, there's a delight with that because their ears are being trained on the spot to deal with this new sound.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So talk about, you decide to put this group together over a decade ago, the Gehr Mandolin Orchestra. What did you have in mind?
Well, the real seed of this group was this fellow Avner Yonai, who was doing historical research about his family's roots in Poland and came across this photograph that his grandfather and a couple of great uncles were in. He had no idea that his relatives were at all musical. He'd never heard anything about this, and he was just so intrigued.
He wanted to pull the thread and see what he found.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah. And he was sort of inspired by that movie, Everything is Illuminated,
right?
The book and then later the movie.
Yeah.
So after that, he was looking for something meaningful to do with all this research, and he decided, I want to create a contemporary version of this mandolin orchestra that will pay homage to both his relatives and the original members of this group, most of whom died in the Holocaust.
Yeah. That's a big step, right? To look at a picture and then actually say, I want to pay tribute in this massive way and invite players from around the world to be part of this.
It's very chutzpahdik, we would say. in Yiddish, it's audacious. It was an amazing vision that he was able to accomplish by approaching the Jewish Music Festival in Berkeley, California, because he lived in the Bay Area. And he approached them, and the director of the festival at the time, Eli Shapiro, her first thought was Mike Marshall, who also lives in the Bay Area. And so she enlisted Mike, and then Mike called up 10 different mandolinists from all over the world, and I was lucky to get that call and be asked to join this group.
And just, I mean, a quick note on Mike Marshall. I mean, one of the legends of bluegrass. He's played with all the most amazing players and even people like Joshua Bell and so on. And so just incredible
yeah,
to have
Meyer,
him.
Yeah, Edgar Meyer, Joshua Bell, yeah. David Grisman Quintet, the Turtle Island String Quartet, all this projects.
Incredible. So if you are interested in this program, the Gehr Mandolin Orchestra, we're going to get into the finer details here. It is Ashkenaz and Warsaw's Polin Museum, pleased to present on Thursday, March 28th, 8 p.m. at the Glenn Gould Studio in downtown Toronto. Nice place to see a concert. 250 Front Street West. And once again, eventbrite.ca. You can search for mandolin there or ashkenaz.ca is another route. Eric Stein, Ashkenaz Artistic Director, is with us. And of course, member of the Gehr Mandolin Orchestra. So tell us about this composer that you've decided to put a focus on, a spotlight on. Why did you do it? And why are you taking this turn to really focus on contemporary music at this point?
So the first decade or so of the existence of this group was really devoted to doing this recreationist type concert where we would perform the same repertoire that was all inspired by that early 20th century musical milieu. 5 years ago, we started thinking about how can we take this orchestra and this ensemble and this idea and extend it into the 21st century.
That's how you can tell your own musicians, because it's like, you know, of course you want to pay homage, but you also want to create and you want to build something new. Right?
And the firepower in this orchestra, I mean, the musicianship is incredible. Guys that are just, you know, incredibly accomplished players and can pretty much do anything in a variety of styles.
Yeah.
So at the time, I was in dialogue with a colleague of mine at the Polin Museum, their musical director there, and we hit on this idea of commissioning a Polish composer to write new music for this ensemble. It was Kajtek Prochaira is the gentleman there, and he suggested Marcin, who's a very, very well-known composer in Poland, particularly because he's able to bridge this divide between more serious classical music and more like sort of pop entertainment.
Right.
He has this kind of irreverence to his musical style, that's but a seriousness.
It's a good recipe for the,
it's
you know,
perfect.
To get
it's
to people.
Absolutely
right?
Perfect. Yeah. So we commissioned him in the end of 2019. The music was ready in mid-2020.
And I know where this story goes.
Yeah, yeah. Of course you do.
Yeah.
The music
didn't
was...
Happen,
it
didn't happen.
Well, it sort of happened because we had an obligation to the people that were supporting the commission to somehow premiere this work. So Marcin and Mike got together in Berlin in a isolated room and recorded this repertoire as a duo.
Yeah.
And we put that out as a virtual concert at the end of 2020. And for the last 3 years, we've been trying to get everybody's schedules aligned to be in the same place to do this live with the full orchestra. And the stars have now finally aligned to do it here in Toronto this month.
What do you think of this piece?
It's great. It's really cool stuff. It's actually, it's more of a suite. It's not really one piece. It's a collection of songs that all sort of relate to each other and has some very interesting kind of modernist elements to it, but a lot of sly references to the kind of traditional context that the Gehr Mandolin Orchestra is related to. And we actually haven't heard what it all sounds like being played by 11 mandolins, because all we have at this point are either MIDI recordings from the scoring program or piano demos.
Right.
So it's going to be really interesting to get into a rehearsal and actually hear all these sounds just on the mandolins.
Why are you passionate about this concert happening in Toronto? Because I know it doesn't happen very often. It's hard to get this group together, but it must be exciting to be here on home turf.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, I have to say I'm in a lucky position being the director of the Ashkenaz Festival to be able to...
You're not having to travel to a far-off land.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I can marshal our resources as an organization and go for grants that help support the project. And the Canada Council is really the underpin for the whole thing. And Toronto's a great place to do this for all sorts of reasons.
Of course.
It's nice to be able to bring everybody here. And this is the second time that the group's come here. It's actually the first time that we've gone back to a city we've played in before.
I say this all the time, that when we play specific types of music on the program, and that could be something very contemporary, it could be a piece of choral music, that it's nice to hear it on the radio, it's nice to hear it in recording, but it's so rare to have these opportunities to enjoy something like this in a live setting. And that is what is so magical about this city and these organizations coming together. So I really do encourage people to purchase tickets and enjoy something very, very specific that you can only get in a city like Toronto, and I'm sure you would agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're going to listen to some music. Eric Stein, Ashkenaz Artistic Director, member of the Gehrer Mandolin Orchestra. Thank you for being our guide here this afternoon.
My pleasure.
So let's get to something, but I'll just remind you, this concert happening once again Thursday, March 28th, 8 p.m. at the Glenn Gould Studio, downtown Toronto. The Gehrer Mandolin Orchestra with this suite that has been composed just for the ensemble. And once again, 250 Front Street West. Head to eventbrite.ca. You can search for the Gehrer Mandolin Orchestra. Mandolin, you'll find it that way. As well, ashkenaz.ca is another route. Let's listen. Music, this is the Gehrer Mandolin Orchestra.